Mm-hmm.
That's how we should start off a podcast.
Colin and I are going to have a talk. That's how we should start the podcast off. Chad?
It's the Hits 104.9 Off-Air Podcast.
In Visalia!
Why do you have to keep editing the cities? City-specific. I want it to be like, in the valley.
All right. Ready, Ray? In the valley.
There you go. Sounds amazing. You guys nailed it.
I love it. I love it. So who's sad the 99 cent store is closing? Me. I am sad. I have been in mourning for weeks now. I went to the 99 cent store the day after they announced it, and apparently the whole world knew that they were going to close because there were like 600 people there just to get some 7-Up, and there was no 7-Up, and there was people were like pulling stuff off the walls. I there's probably nothing left of that place now.
Logos. It's because those logos are probably going to be worth something. Because just like Kmart logos and stuff like that right now, people sell on eBay.
Worth more than 99 cents apparently. Huh?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Even the shelves.
Oh my God. So it's I'm sad. I'm very, very sad. But I did realize that since we went to Dollar General over in Goshen last night that I can get the same stuff for an actual dollar.
Yep.
Not $1.29 or $1.50 or anything like that. So I guess my new place is the Dollar General. Have you been to a Family Dollar?
Isn't that one also owned by Dollar Tree?
I can't remember which one was owned by Dollar Tree. Were they all three owned by Dollar Tree?
No. I had this conversation recently with someone. I think it was like Dollar Tree is its own entity.
Yes, Family Dollar and Dollar Tree, General, I think, are owned together.
Yeah,
and Dollar General.
Because they're always right next to each other.
While you got your computer over there, make sure to look it up real quick so that way we don't.
Well, we're also recording on this computer too, Chad.
Oh, Randy, look it up on your computer.
I'll get there.
Chad, look it up on your. Oh, yeah, Ray, yeah. Look it up on your phone.
I'm on it.
Business idea, Ray.
False info.
Business idea. Start your own Dollar General in your front yard.
Yes.
They are everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think there's one, like, on, you know, Carnival Cruise Line somewhere, too.
Dollar General.
Yeah, Dollar General.
Use your onboard card to shop with Dollar General. That's right. Out in the middle of the ocean only. I'm sorry. That's the only time it works. You can only use your onboard card there. And get some drinks while you're at your Dollar General. Boy, this is not a commercial for Dollar General at all.
Yes, so to confirm, yes, Dollar Tree is owned by Family Dollar. Well, Dollar Tree owns Family Dollar.
Yep, there we go.
Wow, I'm glad we got that straightened out.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to give out false info. I didn't want to be fake news.
And if you
news.
Do know, fake apparently news. A lot of times they are usually connected together to save on money for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Arby's owns Sonic's, Buffalo Wild Wings. They own like quite a bit of things.
Why is Arby's slept on? Like,
oh, I love Arby's.
I like Arby's. I won't go as far as I can say I love because I don't go Arby's enough to say that I love them.
They have the meat.
They have the meats. But it is pretty slept on. It really is.
There's only one in town.
Little underrated. Yes, but
little.
Okay, a little bit. You know. Just a little bit.
I like in other states, like back east,
uh-huh.
They even do deer meat when it's in season.
What is that called?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. There's
venison and stuff?
Venison, yes.
Yep.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, back east they do it. I wish they did it here.
This must be in like Arkansas, Missouri,
yes,
Kentucky.
Roadkill.
Yeah.
Roadkill.
Not roadkill. Wow,
that's
Ray.
What I think when that.
Wow,
think about deer meat.
This coming from the guy that picks up cups off the side.
I know,
of the street.
Right?
Yeah,
picks up old Yetis used by homeless people and takes them home and cleans them up.
I bleach them and I use it for myself.
Gives them out as gifts to people.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've never accepted a gift from Ray Ray ever again.
Yes,
I love it. I love it. Oh my God. Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to get the 99 cent thing out. I'm sorry. I just had to do it.
We're all mourning for that. I know I am.
It'll be okay. I know.
So have you guys ever driven by Neverland Ranch? Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch?
Have not. Have not decided to take a road trip to Neverland Ranch.
It's actually a nice drive. I recommend anyone to just drive by and just like take a picture in front of the gate or something.
I heard Macaulay Culkin did.
It's right between Santa Maria and Santa Barbara. It's a little bit of a drive, but it's quite a fun, and it's actually kind of a nice little ride. Anyway, Neverland Ranch has been officially been restored to its glory, all its glory, with all the rides and everything for the biopic.
Yeah, all for that.
Just for the biopic.
Not all of it, just certain stuff of it has. Not all of it. They're making certain areas look nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they went out there with a weed eater and cleaned it all up.
Apparently it's like almost it's almost picture, well, picture perfect for the movie, but they, to save a lot of money on production, that it would have been cheaper for them just to go to the actual location and just rebuild it to the way it was back in the day.
Because they probably sprayed like the grass green, stuff like that. I mean,
probably
doing that.
So is the estate putting that together, that biopic?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All
they're
right.
they're the
sense.
Ones. Yeah, it's the official Michael Jackson biopic, paid and or endorsed by the family.
Right, and it's his nephew that's playing Michael Jackson.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Tito's kid, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, Jafar. His name is Jafar.
Looks just like Michael, too.
Named yeah. after a Disney character.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You don't know if it was named after a Disney character.
Jafar?
You're just assuming.
From Aladdin? Yeah.
You know what happens when you assume.
They have very unique names in that entire family, so I wouldn't be surprised if they were named by certain characters.
Yeah, right?
So I recommend anyone go out there just to go check it out. I know I'm planning to go and make a trip out there to go look.
When was the last time you were out there, Ray? Hold on. When was the last time you were out there? Was it late at night?
No. I was like 19.
Uh-huh.
Like 19 and just back in the 1971 El Camino.
Did you go past the gates, Ray?
No. It was locked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you jump the fence?
No. No.
Tell me the truth.
No, I was.
He's Kalinga, but not Hood Kalinga.
I would be scared to try to jump there because I know that there's still security there.
There's still security there. Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm like, I did not want to do that. But I did go out there and take a picture at the gates and stuff like that. Mm. The touristy thing.
Oh, okay.
Also, did you guys... So on Friday, something crazy happened.
Okay.
So I don't know if... We were in the studio, I think, right when it happened, about in front of Trump's trial. The guy who set himself on fire.
That guy died.
Yep. He died a few hours later after that incident.
It's kind of what happens when that happens.
When you set yourself on fire, chances are you just might die.
Very, very, yeah.
Now, there's now an entire like TikTok theory about name. His name is Max Azario. I believe that's, I don't know the correct pronunciation. But they said he was like a normal dude for a long time. But within like the last year, he just started posting all the radical like conspiracy videos, and the last video he said or did was him singing that the revolution is coming.
Hmm. Sounds like he needed to spend some time in a rubber room.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. No, he can't.
Well, no, he can't now. See, he's always set himself on fire. Just so, kind of like if you stick your finger in a light socket, you may or may not die.
Don't do it.
I would say don't do it. Please. Because
that, we have to put that in there legally.
Yes.
Kids, do not try this at home.
Do not set yourself on fire. Do not stick your finger in a light socket.
So I'm excited this week. Rawhide.
Yeah.
Squints from Squints the Sandlot is there this Saturday bobblehead night.
Ah.
Plus, you can buy tickets to meet them. I mean, you can take pictures with them, get autograph. I'm kind of excited.
Ooh. So you're gonna be back from the rodeo in time to see Squints here?
I have no idea if I have to be at the rodeo. I know nothing about.
Oh, okay.
I mean, nobody's told me anything.
That's
so
right.
I barely have any information on that too.
Oh, coming up on May 4th, may the 4th be with you. My buddy Sergio has got a comedy show coming up at El Taco Salsero there, that new taco place there.
Don't know where that's at.
Comedy show. Yeah, it's over on Caldwell.
What? They're doing a comedy show at a taco spot? I'm down.
Oh, dude. See, it's right here.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. We got tickets to give away for that here on Hitch, too, by the way. So that's pretty cool.
Wow. When is this?
It's coming up on the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which is a Saturday.
Yeah.
And then there's a DJ after the show, apparently. And it's not me, but there's a DJ there. So we're not, apparently we're not that good of friends, Sergio. Thanks. And,
so they went with the professionals.
Yeah. They had to go with a professional DJ, not me. So tickets are just $10 and $15 at the door. So if you're looking for a date night,
that might
there's
be
some fun.
Yeah,
comedy.
$25 a bucket.
If you're not watching Star Wars that night, go watch a comedy movie or a comedy show.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can get burned down on that, especially if you have Disney Plus. You can only watch so much Star Wars.
I've been trying to watch something recently, and I just couldn't. I don't know why. I feel like I'm. I don't know how people can binge watch shows now. I don't know why. I feel kind of.
I've been watching Friday Night Lights.
Good. Tell me, because I'm kind of out of shows to watch. I've watched the internet.
Friday Night Lights is an old school show. The one with, what's his name? Buddy Jackson from Pure Country.
Yep. Yep.
And what's her name from Nashville and 911, the redhead lady?
Yep.
Can never remember her name.
Have you seen The Wire?
The Wire?
Yeah.
No, that's a new one.
That's a That's an old HBO show made by the same people who made Sopranos, but it's actually really good.
That one I might have to check out. What's it on?
It's on HBO.
It's on HBO. I don't have HBO anymore.
It's on Max.
I'm going to have to get a free trial. Yes, Max. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, well, see, and for Max, for me, I get it for free because of the service provider I have, so I don't even have to pay separate for that.
La-di-da. I mean. It's all fancy, mister.
Oh,
sorry.
And my cell phone provider, too. I get it for free.
La-di-da, once again. La-di-da.
So la-di-da. I have a question for you guys. Have you guys ever traveled internationally?
No. Well, does Mexico count?
Yeah, Mexico counts.
That would be international.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yes, I have traveled internationally. I'm a world traveler.
Actually, I just got my thing. Your passport.
Passport.
I just got my passport last week.
Yes.
So and I got my card so I can go into Mexico and my passport to go into everywhere else.
I didn't have to have a passport when I traveled internationally. I just needed my birth certificate.
Yeah, you just needed your birth certificate.
At the time.
Now they're a little bit more strict now.
Yes, and it wasn't that far back in the day. It's been like 6 years.
Well, going down there, you need the card. Coming back, probably not.
Yeah, right.
So international flights are down 15% and are expected to keep going down due to people cutting back on traveling this year.
Everything's down.
No one's got any money, Ray.
Yeah, how are people going to afford to go anywhere?
So, no. Good question. So
people
can't
even afford food.
There's actually been a poll about the cheapest places you can go right now on international flights for less than $300.
Visalia, California.
Where's that?
So we got places called like in Panama,
Goshen.
Colombia, South Korea, South Africa.
South Korea.
Yep. Kenya, yeah. Malaysia, Vietnam, Hungary, Romania,
Vietnam.
And of course, Mexico.
I am hungry.
Vietnam, I hear, is lovely these days.
So I was looking into some of these places, and yeah, you can actually get a pretty good cheap flight for under like maybe $400 round trip.
Oh, man. I mean, those sounds like some killer places to go to.
Killer's the right correct word on some of those places.
Hey, man, if you travel and you only have like let's say $500 in Vietnam, you're rich. So
true. I may never come back.
May never make it back. You may never
make
totally it back.
I could totally see Chad partying in Vietnam. Come on now.
I know. We're just saying Chad may never make it back.
Yeah. Probably I'll make it back, but I mean like.
We've tried calling his cell phone and we can't get a hold of him. There's nothing there.
Buy a mansion.
Buy a mansion in Vietnam. Yeah. Or South Korea. Mm-hmm. Be never making it back.
So personally, I would like to travel, probably go to like Romania, places that I never see any touristy things about.
Romania could be interesting.
I've been wanting to go to Italy, so that we can have some, you know, real spaghetti.
Italy
authentic.
is one of the most expensive places to travel.
Ooh,
just because
pizza.
Of that.
Yeah, authentic pizza.
Get the brick oven pizza.
Sicilian pizza, sir.
The real pizza, yes.
Picture it, Sicily.
And speaking of vacations... Yes. I could totally see Chad going down to Italy and be like, okay, so where is DeChico's?
On the gondola.
Where's Olive Garden?
Where's the Olive Garden?
I need some bread. I need some free bread
what
sticks.
What do you mean this restaurant doesn't have unlimited breadsticks?
And salad.
Where's the bar?
Why are they speaking to me in this language that I do not understand?
What language you be talking in?
Linguini, I could say linguini and
spaghetti,
pizza.
Spaghetti.
I could totally see Chad like calling me in like an international call. Ray, they just kept bringing me food. I don't know what to do.
Eat
do
it.
Meat sauce in Italian. Yeah, yeah. And a meat sauce.
Because in Italy, fun little fact, in Italy in some restaurants, some like the authentic restaurants, they don't even give you like a menu. They just give you food. And then they just keep giving it to you, and then they give you the tab right after.
Oh, no, we don't. not with me, you don't. I got to look at the price first.
That's right. The price is the price is the price, too.
I mean, man. So try Italy.
Speaking of traveling, I know you two have been to Cambria, right?
Yep.
Been a while.
So Cambria is now considered the most... well-traveled place and the most affordable getaway as of right now in 2024.
Cambria.
So I was looking up. Are you ready for this? Land in Cambria.
Okay. Well,
yes,
boy.
You can buy land in Cambria for like, you know, $5,000, $10,000.
Right.
The reason being, there's no water to the property. You're either on a waiting list or you have to wait to see if you can get on the waiting list to get water to your property.
It's still a very undeveloped town.
So, like, I'm like, I can buy the land and never have water on it, so why would I want it?
We could go to the store and get some drinking water.
I mean, for those who don't know, Cambria is where most of where because Visalia kids go to the place for the camp, right? Too right. Do they do the camp the summer camps over in Cambria too?
Not that I know of.
I know Kalinda Visalia does.
Kids can't afford summer camp.
Yeah, that's a long run there, right? Mean,
No. See, well, you got to also remember, like, I have figured this out a long time ago. Basically, Visalia South,
uh-huh.
You go to Pismo. Fresno North, you go to Monterey. And actually, sometimes in Fresno, they go to Pismo as well. That's why they always say, oh, it's the Fresno people that trash our beach. Yeah. That's what they say in Pismo.
Yeah, they do say that in Pismo.
Cambria is lovely, though. So what you're saying, though, Chad, is land is cheap, but it may not have water. What about electricity?
That's what I'm saying. You can't develop on it anytime soon.
It's a very rocky, hilly area, too.
Oh, no. I mean, like, there's flatlands. You just can't, like I thought, of like, oh, I could put a, you know, little travel trailer out there by that $500 million house. But, I mean, they're not going to like it, but.
Yeah. I do not endorse this, but let's say if you're just traveling down the road and it's like in the middle of the night and you can sleep in your car, there's places like there's beach areas in Cambria where they will leave you alone if you're just sleeping there for the night. Just
well, you can do that out at a Walmart.
Yeah, but where's the nearest Walmart from Cambria?
Pismo.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can find one very easily. There's Walmarts everywhere, like the Dollar General.
There's not a Walmart in Pismo. You said Pismo, right?
Or
you
Pismo, Paso. There's one in Paso.
I know there's one in Paso.
Well, not really Pismo. It's more of, I want to say Grover Beach.
Yeah. There's one just in between Pismo and Grover. There's one in there.
I think of Pismo with, I get that area confused sometimes because sometimes I just think that Pismo, Grover, and then Oceana are all just all one place.
It darn near feels like it, doesn't
pretty
it?
Pretty much. Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, we would go there for the band reviews, and we'd go up to the high school up on the little hill there.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go underneath the little bridge.
Amazing view up there from all the stuff. Oh,
exactly.
Love it.
Yeah.
And I've been telling Randy, I've been wanting to go to the beach for a while, and I haven't had a chance to take the new Lexi out there yet.
Go to Avila, go to the nude beach.
Yes, Chad.
There's a nude beach in Avila?
You didn't know that? It's been there forever.
Yeah.
I was maybe 5 years old when I first found out about the nude beach in Avila, and I was like, oh, I want to go.
Did you go?
No, I've never been yet.
Yet.
But, I mean, it's like older people. Like,
I don't know. I could totally see Chad going out to the nude beach.
Wrinkly older people. Wow. Like the people that own the $500 million houses in Cambria?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Wrinkly older people. Yeah.
Hey, man,
how did you not know there's a nude beach out there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're just enjoying their life, Mr. I Go Commando all the time. I'm pretty sure you're going to be out there, right?
Woo!
Well, that's right. He'd fit right in, wouldn't he? Living wild and free.
You know that's one of our top videos we talk about was you going commando.
Well, let's bring it back up again. Bring up those views.
Here we go again. Here we go.
Just playing.
I started to say, is there any more to say? No, I don't think
so. No, not really.
No, I don't think so. All right. I think with that, we should just call that another podcast. All right.
Living.
Number 35, I believe.
Yeah,
so
we need to catch up with the other guys around the hall.
I know. We're going to have to double up 1 week. Yeah. Like, follow, subscribe, and hit that bell. Yes.
Put something up here on the window so that way when people walk by, I don't get distracted.
All right.
Colin walked by.
Make a note. Make a note. His Highness needs to have something across the windows during the podcast.
Oh, and the other thing is, we need to put a sign up on the door that says "Recorded in progress."
Well, we do have a red sign out there that's supposed to indicate that.
Well,
it's only when the buttons are on.
It's only when the buttons are on. So, people
sometimes
don't
understand. A little bit faulty on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put a big sign that says "Recording, do not enter."
I mean, honestly, because the last few we've been having people walking in here.
This is the podcast after the podcast, by the way. So, yeah. Anything else you want to get off your mind
link,
today?
Follow.
Subscribe. Hit the bell. Share the video. Love when people share the videos.
You guys just finished that up.
Comment.
Yeah. Yep. Hit the bell. Yeah.
Make sure it's positive comments.
Chad
is very sensitive.
He is very sensitive. And if you leave a negative comment, I won't hear the end of it for about 3 months.
If you leave a negative comment, I might have a comeback and you might not like it.
No. No. He's gonna call me. He's gonna text me at 10 o'clock at night. Do you think they were really offended by that? What I said about me going commando, or you think that Dollar General comment they were offended by that over and over and over again? I'm like, let it go, man.
Wait
let it go.
They start endorsing you, Chad.
Speaking of the after podcast, are we allowed to look at the camera when we're on, yeah, or is it like?
You can break the fourth wall.
Here,
it's okay.
Okay. I'll do you a favor, Chad. I'll zoom in on your face right now. There you go. You're zooming.
All right.
In.
Can we end the podcast now? Is it all right?
Hold on. I'm modeling.
Oh my God.
That's the podcast for the day.